Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Independence Baptist Church's weekly radio broadcast. Now, the first message for the month of April was closing out a series on creationism, and then last week, Pastor Reynolds challenged Christians to ask themselves the question, just suppose. Now, the main thought was that instead of thinking about how others need to change, we as Christians should be looking at our own lives and thinking about how we can serve the Lord, how we should be praying more, studying the Bible more, because God will hear His people. Now, this week, Pastor Reynolds has a message titled, Christ Will Return. And if you have your Bibles and would like to follow along, we'll be starting in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. So without further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds to talk about Christ's return.
In the book of Matthew 24 and verse number 36, Jesus Christ says this, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Thing about it is that Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth. But it doesn't worry me one bit. I am looking forward to the return of the Lord to this world. I know that He will take care of everything, and we're just looking forward to being with Him. I know that someone would ask this question, well, when? How? Well, that's not my business, really. Read again in the book of Matthew 24 and verse number 36. Jesus Christ says this, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And so when anybody ever makes any kind of prediction about the return of the Lord, you can mark it down. They are wrong. Christ said that nobody knows, no, not the angels of heaven. They don't know either, and we don't know. Jesus Christ said that only His Father knows when He is going to return. I know that today there's two spectrums of this. There's those people that say Christ will never return, and there are those people that are always proclaiming when He is going to return, and both of them are wrong. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and verse number 3, the Bible said this, Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. The Bible goes on and talks about how that these people are willingly ignorant. The Bible says in verse number 5, For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Notice that these people, in verse number 5, are willingly ignorant of the fact of the creation of this world. They're willingly ignorant of the fact that the earth was standing out of the water and in the water. The Bible says that they're willingly ignorant of the flood in Noah's day. Therefore, they're willingly ignorant of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those people today that say that the world is billions of years old. They are wrong as they can be. The world is not billions of years old. The world is only about 6,000 years old. And just as sure as they are wrong when they say that the world is billions of years old, they're also wrong when they're not looking for the Lord to come back, because He will come back in a day, in a time that they do not expect Him to come. The Bible says in verse number 7, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." And so the Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that the end of the world is coming. However, we don't know when that time will be here. But it will come just as sure as you are living right now. The end of the world will come to pass. The Bible says in verse number 8, I'm reading the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and verse number 8. The Bible said here, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing." And so Peter, as he's writing here to these believers, he says, I don't want you to be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. This verse simply means that God doesn't count time as we count time. You know, God is really infinite as far as time is concerned. He is ageless. He doesn't even think about time as far as we are concerned. In verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And really, the word promise there is a singular word. It's not plural, but it's singular concerning his return. But the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so the Lord is waiting for those people to come to the Lord and be saved and to join his church and to be found faithful unto God. This is what God is waiting on. The Bible says in verse number 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." And here again, a thief comes secretly. A thief comes privately. A thief comes when you're not expecting him to come. The Bible says, "In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So everything upon this earth will be destroyed one of these days. The Bible says in verse number 11, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat." And so the Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that we shouldn't be so concerned with all the things upon this earth. Why? Because all of these things are going to burn up. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be annihilated by the power of God when he returns to this earth. The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that the things of this earth just do not amount to anything at all. The Bible also states in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, and beginning in verse number 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," that is, concerning those that are died already, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." This passage is one that gives us great comfort. And when we think about those people that have gone on before us, those people that have already died, and we know that they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that they're saved, we know that they're in heaven, the Bible says that we ought to sorrow about them. We're going to see them again one of these days. But before we look at them, we're going to see Jesus Christ, the one who has died for us on the cross of Calvary. The Bible said in verse number 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." I'm thankful that the Apostle Paul, in this writing, he used the word "we." You see, the Apostle Paul expected Jesus Christ to come back before he ever died. That's why he used the term we which are alive and remain. The Bible continues this in verse number 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This gives us comfort. This gives us hope. This gives us help. Because only in Christ can there be any kind of hope or help when we face troubles and trials and tribulations, and when we think about our parents, we think about our grandparents, we think about our great-grandparents, or even further back than that, we know that all of these are just trusting in Jesus Christ that they might be redeemed by His own grace and His own eternal love. I'm thankful today that God has done so very much for us. But look again in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24. The Bible says in verse number 37, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus Christ is going to come. Are you ready to meet Him in the air? Or will you be, at that point, cast away from the Lord Jesus Christ forever and forever? Listen, today we live in this life, but our hope is in Christ, who has already died on the cross of Calvary, that we might be saved. He has paid the price. He has given His whole life for us. And He desires us to come to Him and to trust Him. And only Jesus Christ can really redeem us. If you're lost today, I pray for you that God would bless you with eternal salvation. I pray that God would touch you in your life, that you would understand that only in Christ is there any kind of hope for you at all.
You know, if you're lost, please think about this message very carefully. There's only so much time in this life, and we will die, or the Lord will return, and you need to be thinking about your condition before God and repent and trust Christ as your Savior. And if you're saved, then don't forget to be doing the work that He has for you to do. Our time in this life is short, and He may return at any time. So be ready. Be ready for Christ's return. Make sure that you're doing today what you need to be doing for Him. You know, each week we invite people to come to our services, and I list the start and stop times of the services. But, you know, I don't want that to just be a repeat item each week that people don't take seriously. We truly would like to have you come and join us for services. We meet two times on Sunday and once on Wednesday, and we just come together and we have a great time of fellowship with each other, and we learn more about God's Word, and we come together and we worship Him. And if you're able to come, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And as I always mention, the morning services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. And if there's things that keep you from attending but you want to hear preaching from God's Word, then an option for you would be to log in to sermonaudio.com/IBC. And we'll be adding about 10 sermons a month to this website, and they'll be accessible via smartphones and tablets as well. Now, for those of you that are needing additional information about our church or resources about God's Word, we'd encourage you to log into our website, which is independencebaptist.org. From the website, you'll be able to download many different books, articles, and audio messages. Well, I can see that our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday for another message from God's Holy Word.